In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now for the lessons in the vernacular. The lesson for today comes from the prophet Isaiah. In those days, Isaiah was sick, even unto death. And Isaiah, the son of Amos, the prophet, came unto him and said to him, Thus saith the Lord, Take order with thy house, for thou shalt die and not live. Ezekias turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember how I have walked before thee in truth and with perfect heart, and I have done that which is good in thy sight. And Ezekias wept with great weeping. And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Ezekias, Thus says the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add to thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of the Assyrians, and I will protect it, saith the Lord Almighty. Thus concludes the lesson of the prophet Isaiah. Please stand for the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, when Jesus had entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion, beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy and is grievously tormented. Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion, making answer, said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. I also am a man subject to authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to this one, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doth it. And Jesus, hearing this, marveled, and said to him that followed him, Amen, I say to you, I have not found so great faith in all of Israel. I say to you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the exterior darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus saith unto the centurion, Go, and as thou hast believed, so it shall be done to thee. And the servant was healed at that same hour. Thus concludes the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. You may be seated. Today's Mass is being offered for those most lost souls. Do you recall what we gave you in the sermon a year ago? No? Okay. Well, last year, this very day in the sermon, we preached about what? We preached about the fact that there were many who yesterday, having received the ashes of repentance, the ashes where it said, we are dust and unto dust we shall return. Well, many who are here receiving those very same ashes may indeed not be here when the glories of Easter are present. That many who receive those ashes, unknowing it to themselves, thinking that they had a long life before them or many days before them, and yet receiving those ashes as a sign of repentance and conversion of life, to realize that death is an imminent thing and to prepare all their lives for the real life which is to come, will not see the glory of Easter, even though they've begun the journey of Lent with us by receiving the ashes. So I don't need to preach that sermon this time. Instead, I want to focus on the liturgy. The liturgy today speaks of us really during these 3 days that we have before the real season of Lent begins. So Ash Wednesday, but then we have Ash Wednesday. We focus on the idea of fasting. That's what the readings are all about. The liturgy is all about the fact that we need to fast, to let go of things so that we can hold on to God in a deeper way. The second day is to what? To focus today upon prayer, the second pillar of Lent. Prayer. And tomorrow we focus on what? The readings and all the liturgy seeks to focus us upon almsgiving, on the doing of good for others, on making sure that out of the largesse that we have received within our own lives, that we in turn bless those who God has entrusted to us, the poor, the lame, not just the physically poor or the financially poor, but indeed the spiritual poor. So today we focus on prayer. Prayer is an important thing. We see that in both of our readings, do we not? We see that prayer is an ever important thing within our lives. St. Thomas asks this question. He asks this question and he says, in there in his discussions on prayer, he says, well, what's the obvious question that you and I should ask? What is the purpose of prayer? Why should you and I even bother with praying? Isn't God's will strong enough to where he can do all things that he wants? So what is my prayer going to do? Is it even worth praying? St. Thomas answers the question. Maybe you've asked that question yourself many times within your life. The answer to it is this. Is that, yes, God can do all things, and his will cannot be thwarted. His will cannot be thwarted. But what God does in his own will, he requires our aid, in the sense that not that we help him to do it, but he wills to work out his great miracles, his great gifts of grace upon his people and upon the world through the instrumentality of your prayers and of mine. It's not that our prayers change the heart of God and move it in a totally different direction that he wills not to go. No, our prayers are not that strong, but our prayers are the things which he makes use of in order to accomplish his will. In another sense, St. Thomas doesn't say this in this way, at least as far as I recall. Our prayers, what they do in a greater way, is dispose ourselves to receive those gifts that God desires us to receive. What do we talk about on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, rather on the Miraculous Medal, which is the medal of the Miraculous Conception? All those graces that Our Lady wants to bestow upon us, that God has offered and wishes to be the conduit of those graces to us. She says, as all those rings which are not lighted up upon her hands, not giving out graces, she says, that's because those are the ones that you refuse to ask for. And so it is with our Lord in this way, within these senses. Here we have within the prophet at the beginning, Isaiah speaking about a man who wants to add years to his life. And he turns to the Lord and says, please, I've given you more. Basically saying, I don't have my life in order right now. I need some more things to do. I need more time to fix all the things that need to be happening. Implicit in that is, if it's your will. And so it was the will of God. And so that moved the heart of God. He got 15 more years to put the rest of his life in order. You and I don't know whether we have 15 more years. We should put our lives in order today. In the gospel, we have that beautiful prayer, don't we? We pray every time we come to Mass. We have that beautiful prayer of the centurion. Every time we come to Mass, we say what? The Domine non sum dignus. Domine non sum dignus. Domine non sum dignus. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under the roof of my soul, but only say the word, and this servant shall be healed of sin, so that I can truly receive you. And so it is in that very way that as we're moving more deeply into prayer during the season, which is marked by prayer, fasting, and almsgiving in a more profound way than the rest of the year is, or moving deeper so that the rest of our year can be marked by the prayer that we've begun in this to carry on into the next round if God permits it. Here within prayer, the church is begging us, yes, turn to God, but especially turn to God here within the Mass. Turn to God here within this great sacrifice of his love. As he desires to pour out every grace and every spiritual blessing upon those who seek him here within the Mass where he is truly present. If you prepared yourself by going to confession, being right with God, then you're able to approach the altar and to be able to receive the graces which he desires to bestow upon you most preeminently within the great sacrament of the altar in the Eucharist. And so to make that prayer over and over again, that Domine non sum dignus, Lord, I'm not worthy, Lord, I'm not worthy, Lord, I'm not worthy, but you can say the word. And what the Lord always says when we pray that prayer, just like he spoke to the leprous man this weekend, I do will it. With confidence in our Lord's will, and the fact that our prayers somehow pray and work in some sort of instrumentality within God's will, not changing his will, but actually being an effective means for receiving it because he wills it to be so. Let's make those same prayers here and allow our Lord, through this holy sacrifice of the Mass or through a spiritual communion, if we're not able to be here at Holy Mass today, to work something new and greater within us so that we indeed can be made worthy of the promises of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.